happening, you guys. It's happening. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wish you all were here.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
How's it going, everybody? Audio Whiplash back on the Tall Can Audio Network. Man, it's been several weeks since we've done one of these.
Busy times, man. Busy, busy.
Well, we find time for sports.
Yeah,
sports okay. Is king.
It's the things that matter in life.
Yeah, for sure. That's Rob over there.
It is. It's true. That's me. It's Matt over there.
It sure is. All kinds of over here.
It's tentative, man.
It was like double.
Very tentative.
Watch and learn. That's a pro.
Well, you know what? I can only aspire to the greatness that is you.
So I've mentioned before on one of the last, some of the last episodes that both you and I were in Nova Scotia not too long ago. Hit up a place called Liquid Assets on the way out of town.
Right there in the Halifax airport.
Beauty of an idea to, be selling some of your local shit on the way out of town. So
Here's some local shit.
We'll get to some shit later. So this is from the Lunsmore Mill. Whatever. Had a couple in the green room before we fired up.
It's Lunds Mill to the good folks.
Yeah.
Running the brewery in Cape Breton.
And I mentioned on a couple shows ago on Tall Can Sports, I had their porter. It's called the Anvil Porter.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad. So I tried that one from Lunds Mill. And they straight up, they responded on our Instagram page, at Tall Can Audio, where we always post the beers that we're trying. If you want to join us over there, give us a follow. You really should. They hit us back after mentioning that I had tried the porter and said, just wait till you try the Purple Grain IPA. So that's the one they were selling hard, and that's what we're doing here today.
And that's the one I'm suckling back hard right now.
Early thoughts?
Very smooth, very light for a traditional IPA.
Now you would ask the guy. So as we said, behind security at the airport, it's all local beers, wines, whatever else. And so we just went in there and said, you know, what do you recommend, basically? And you had asked for sort of a New England style IPA.
True, I did say that.
Yep. Has he delivered?
Because
I don't know the difference. You know me, I'm lukewarm on IPAs. This has been fine so far, but I don't know the difference between a New England and a...
Well, see, in the New England is what you... It's really... It's you can notice it by its... When you pour it, right? It has that kind of hate.
Neither of us did.
Right. But first sign is that sort of hazy, almost looks like urine, to be honest with you. I know I'm selling it, right?
Yeah,
selling
for
it.
Sure.
No, but it's got that kind of hazy, sunny look through it, right? It's sort of cloudy a bit.
Right.
It also is quite often accompanied by citrus notes, right?
I'm getting some citrus notes.
That's the other thing with the more
just notes, right? Not overpowering, just notes.
No, and you don't even always notice it so much in the beer.
Right.
Right. But when you breathe in, you sort of get a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Why no? And so the guy, so, and again, people were, so Matt and I, we enjoyed a little bit of the Alexander Keith's Ale House on the other side of security.
Yeah. After clearing security, it was time for more beer.
Then we stopped and had a Guinness.
On the way
and then,
to
and
the
then
tea.
We hit the Liquid Assets. So,
yeah.
You know, the two of us are, and not, you know, we're fine.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
We'd had a couple of
things were very good.
And they're, but they're selling wines and whiskeys, I believe.
Yeah, they had a lot going on. It's at Liquid Assets NS on Instagram if you want to check them out. They've been supporting us a little bit since I started mentioning them. So.
And so some expensive product. And so the nice fella working at the counter sort of looked at the two of us, bearded. Burly guys.
No, come on. What's the... bearded wiggies?
Bearded wiggies.
Yeah.
And he's like, hello, can I help you? And so I just started talking. He's like, well, I have to finish serving these people. Well, then you shouldn't have You shouldn't have.
Go back to those people, man.
Finish with those. We're not going to smash anything. We're not going to start breaking shit. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think he clearly thought we were heathens.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, for sure it is, right? But, you can't judge a book by its cover, right? A couple of well-heeled bearded wiggies. That's all that is. Yeah, and so then we started talking about different types of beer we were looking for. And so then he sort of was like, okay, I get it. You're not complete savages. No.
What's your Nova Scotia Coors Light?
Yeah. What do you have in the way of a Milwaukee's Best or an old Milwaukee?
I put it out there on Twitter before we went, saying, going to be in Halifax. What should we try on our Twitter account? Also at Talkan Audio. Give it a follow there. And we got some good listeners, some people coming back saying a couple of different places that we should have tried. One was a pub that apparently specializes, similar to a few of the ones here in town, right? That's specialized in local beers, but we just didn't have the time with the way our schedule shook out while we were in Halifax to go and check it out. But a lot of people, throwing some comments down, and a couple people that did say Lund's Mill, a couple people that did say Big Spruce, but not all these things are right in downtown Halifax within blocks of our hotel. So, but the first guy who responded was, well, I hear Keith's is pretty good. He's clearly being, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I'll try that after I get to this other Moosehead, I think.
Yeah.
It's out there, man. I'm going to try some Moosehead.
And I'll get to both of those as soon as I finish hammering my business with a hard-heeled shoe.
You should use our Twitter more.
Yeah, I know. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to be...
I save the gold for the air.
It could ruin my life, right. Honestly, if I spent all my time doing all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, was one of the places they suggested, because it was actually not too far from the hotel we were at.
Something mustached.
Okay, because it was Maxwell's Plum.
Okay. I don't believe that was...
Because I think they had like 70 beers on tap.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
But if you were one of those people, we do appreciate your suggestions and we were able to grab some of it on the way. There was a weird shortage of beer for that trip, man. Like
that is the least amount of beer I've drank on any one of those trips ever.
True.
In my 25 plus years.
Yeah.
Now, did you touch on the alehouse?
No.
See, because to me, good listener, when I say to you Carlsberg, what do you think of? You think of that?
I think of a disappointing Monday or Tuesday. No, it was a Monday.
Oh, that was a Monday. Yeah. For sure it was a Monday.
Everybody hates Mondays.
You think of that green can that maybe your mother or father drank, maybe in the car when they were driving when you were young. Maybe that was just my mother. Sorry, sure. Sorry, Mom. The laws were different in the late 70s.
They were just more flexible.
Yeah. Anyways, and then later on, that lovely silver bullet that the Carlsberg Light came in.
Right. Okay.
Not the silver bullet.
No.
But when you get into Denmark and you see Carlsberg sells, they have a Yule brew. They have what we drink over here is their export. They have an elephant beer, which is a little more fortified.
Right.
Right. So what we get outside Denmark is just, their export. The shit that they send out. Whereas, in town, they got a bunch of stuff, right? A whole wide variety. And so, sitting in the alehouse, I thought, okay, whatever. It's a bar. It's the first time I've seen a bar in Halifax on the other side of security. So
right.
I'm like,
so this is just after we dropped our bags and shit. You haven't cleared security yet. And we just checked in, said, place to get a couple beers before we clear. Oh, yeah, over beside the Subway in the food court.
Right next to the Subway is exactly what it was. I had a great burger.
Yeah.
But I was drinking what they were calling an Edinburgh special bitter.
Okay.
Right, they had a Highland Pilsner.
Right,
you were drinking the Lunenburg.
That's right, Lunenburg coffee stout. Yep.
Okay. This is Keith's, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, nice stuff. We don't get here.
This is why we don't get nice shit. That's how it goes. But yeah, and if you look, they have.
Yeah, it's not just the Keith's cream ale or whatever that they're serving up at your beer store. They had some good shit, right?
Right.
If you're in the area.
Yeah, and so they also Keith's has a couple. I was on their website when I got home and. They have a bunch of different, they have a couple of specialty lines where they're selling some Czech stuff. They're working on a whole, like really, they have almost a limited small cask kind of selection of beer that they're selling there.
Right.
So pretty cool. It was nice to get out and...
Well, as you said, put away a few there because we had some time, cleared security, decided we should hit Liquid Assets, grabbed our stuff to go, went down to the gate because it was time to board. And they said, there's going to be like a 12-minute delay.
Hey, there's three...
Back to the fucking bar!
There's three stools right there in the concourse.
Yeah, and that was just some shitty little whatever that was serving up Guinness. So back we went with a noob with us that I think that was probably the first Guinness he'd ever had.
For sure.
And yeah.
schooled the lady on how to pour one because, of course, they're selling the Guinness in the can, which to me, I'll take Guinness in the can over...
Well, he's taking anything in
the can. Yeah, right in the can. You like it in the can? Well, I'd like a kiss first. Could we go for that?
So not too bad. So we both came back. I had some stuff I already mentioned on previous episodes of Talk and Sports. The Big Spruce Brewery and the oatmeal stout that they had. I forget what it's called.
Cereal now. Killer.
Cereal Killer. That's right. Came back with four of those. Drank three of them. Loved them. Decided I'd be a good guy and save one for the old man, and might have stabbed him for it while he was drinking.
Okay.
It was pretty tasty.
Well, that's maybe where I'm going to next.
Okay. And yeah, we both then came back also with the mix pack from the Lunds Mill.
Yeah.
Not Lunsmore, Lunds Mill.
Yeah. Brewing Shout company. Out to the Lunsmore Brewing Company.
We post all the beers that we're drinking in studio now at Talking Audio on Instagram. So give us a follow there if you're into that sort of stuff. I know some of you are, you know, driving to work and shit, listening to this. So maybe you won't remember, but
take notes.
They're all at Talk and Audio on Instagram. So you can check that stuff out there. Where do you want to go next, man? We had a couple of things here. I think I want to start with, I know I asked you where you want to go next, but I'm going to steer the fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. It's nice. It gives the feeling of a democracy.
Yeah. We don't do that here.
No, but it's nice. I feel it's like when you occasionally ask
what's happening.
But I didn't.
Nope.
I often don't care.
A week or so ago,
it's hurtful, man.
Sorry. Yeah, well, a week or so ago, we hit the series finale of, I don't know, it's been referred to, and fairly so, as one of the most popular shows of the last decade anyway, in Game of Thrones. You were, I don't want to overstate it, but invested in it. You'd watched it start to finish.
Big fan.
Yeah. I had never gotten into it, although I felt, for the most part, on Twitter, like I was keeping up as every Sunday people. I often felt briefly annoyed on Sunday nights, like, why is my entire goddamn Twitter feed
Game of Thrones blown up with Game of Thrones shit?
But then I just assume that everybody else on Saturday night who follows me is like, why is my entire Twitter feed Leafs bullshit, right? Like, there's just certain nights. Wrestling pay-per-views are on Sunday nights. UFC pay-per-views are Saturday. Like, there's just times when you log on Twitter and it's all something. Let's start with, were you satisfied? Because a lot of people were not satisfied.
So Game of Thrones,
yeah.
I started watching it. I watched the first three seasons. Stopped. Something else happened. I'm not sure. Got divorced.
Had
I'm not sure what happened
off.
There. Yeah, exactly. Stopped watching it. I started again and watched it again from episode one right through to end of season seven. And then in preparation...
Season 7 is the final?
No.
Season 8 is the final.
And then this summer, or this winter, I watched it again from episode 1.
Yeah.
Right up until end of season 7 again.
Right.
To be completely caught up when season 8 started. So yeah, I invested. And a big fan, honestly. Like, to me, it's the best thing I've seen on television in a long time, like non-sports
related. Since everybody loves Raymond.
At least since Full House went off the air in 95, whenever that was.
Yeah. Just when it was becoming okay to ogle DJ.
Oh, are they going to see the...
Nope.
No, I was not satisfied with season 8 of Game of Thrones.
You were not alone.
See, the thing is, and for those of you who, and we're not going to break the show down, the first five seasons more or less followed the five books
right
that George R.R. Martin did. After that, he was involved for the next two seasons, but it was different writers.
Yeah.
So they'd gone beyond the books in seasons 6, 7, and 8. And it's, for those of you who don't watch, and for those of you who did watch, you'll understand, it's many storylines weaving together.
Right.
And then really, they just didn't have enough time to clip off all those storylines or make them evenly weave to one satisfying conclusion.
It'll make more sense then for me as someone who didn't watch. Did they not have enough time, or did they force themselves to a quick close?
This is it. I think it had become too expensive.
Yeah.
Right? To go, we can't just keep running this out. It's costing in excess. For season 7, it was in excess of $10 million per episode. Yeah.
For people to hate.
Yeah, well, that was season 7. That was the last one. So I don't know what this one was costing. But, yeah, to me, if they would have finished off a couple of major storylines before this season and then just let them decide who was going to eventually sit on the throne,
yeah,
let that be the singular, you know, plot line to finish.
So the most common thing that I'm coming across on Twitter, again, as someone who didn't watch, so you'll clear this up if I've got it, but the first 5 or 6 seasons, and not in a boring way, but were slow moving, right, in the way the stories evolved. And then they kind of came to the end, and all of a sudden it was like, holy shit, we got all this stuff to close.
Absolutely. That's what I just said.
Yeah. And there's a main character who was like the bad guy for like one episode, and then, you know, like as we're winding this down, right, it sort of came to a head way too quickly. And could they afford to have turned this final episode into maybe 2 or 3? I don't know, right? HBO does pretty well.
Yeah.
But less and less so as people move away from cable. But this was one of the final things holding people on HBO. They're always developing new stuff, but it's been a while since the heyday of HBO.
And right? So what they said was, who's the next thing? Who's the next person to get killed off?
Right.
Well, it'll be HBO.
Yeah. Yikes. Yikes. I'd have struck that out just a little bit longer then maybe, right? So,
but yeah, and that's really what it was you knew it was going to be unsatisfying because the ending always is.
Yeah.
Right? The ending of any show, you knew, you and I both love Entourage.
Yeah.
Season 8 was garbage.
Yep.
Right? And it's like the characters.
Although Sasha Gray was.
Yeah, okay.
Got time for that.
The characters change and everything has to get tied up and you're like, blah. And usually characters get sort of, you know, they have to change.
Yeah.
They don't stay true to character and you're like, ah.
Well, like for me, I was big into 24, but seasons 7 and 8 are just, And then the final one, like bring it back for like a half season. They're like, this is it. We are going to wrap it all up. And at the very end, it looks like that's going to happen. And then he escapes on a fucking helicopter. And you're like, what are you doing? Is this over or not? Like, could you commit to this? Like I have. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of shows like that. Like,
and so this is what it is, right? When we see that, you know, at the time you sent the article to me, it was 850,000 people had signed a petition to say.
Yeah, now up to 1 million.
Yeah, it's in excess of 1 million.
Go remake it.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I didn't like the story you told me on my magic picture box.
Yeah.
Go make it how I want it.
Yeah. And so
a million of those people will be happy when they remake it.
And it's
they'll all agree this was the right way to.
And it's called Happy Days, the Redux. it came down to I was heavily invested in the show. There were many moments in throughout the history of the show where shit would happen where I would be shocked.
Right.
And I'm not easily shocked.
Right.
Right. Where characters you had heavily invested in, bam, dead, like on the spot. And you're like,
and what? I love that. And you got to kill off some main characters to keep it interesting. Right.
And otherwise, like, it's just. Hey. And it kept.
I like that.
It kept happening through the show when you're everything was unpredictable.
Yeah.
Right. Everything was. Predictably unpredictable. You never knew. And there was many times in the show where I'd, you know, fire my fist in the air and go, fuck yeah, that guy deserved that shit. That's fucking good right there.
Take that, dragon.
Or, you know, and the dragons.
Is there a monologue by a dragon in the final episode?
No. Oh. No, my balls is hot. That's what that was.
Okay. But, whatever that means.
If I was a dragon, that's what I would say. But yeah, I didn't have that in the eighth season. In the final, it's like you knew people were dying and there was no struggle. It was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You got to start snipping, guys. Yep. Yeah, all right. See you later, buddy.
Like,
see you later.
I know you mentioned Entourage.
Yep.
But it was kind of a stupid show, right? Like, we both really liked it. But there was, like, for me, a better one, I loved The Newsroom. And season one was 12 or 14 episodes and it was fantastic.
For sure.
Season two, I think, was 10 episodes. Then they said they're coming back. Season three, it's going to be 12 episodes. And then, we're going to trim it to 10. And it ended up being 6. And so everything has to be, the story you're telling, it's just like, psh, 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 that's all gone. We got to wrap these couple up. And it was a hugely successful show. But when you try and wrap up all this stuff, when you clearly thought you were going to have more time or whatever, it left me very unsatisfied, right? Like, we, even if we could have just had 2 more hours, right, just an 8-episode season, this probably turns out okay. But it just, I kind of get it that people, now I don't get, you brought up the petition, and there's a change.org petition to tell everybody to go make these $10 million an episode seasons over again in a way that you're gonna like them better. You're just never going to please everybody, right? And there was some great tweets from Jason Alexander, for those who don't know, George Costanza. Yeah,
oh, Seinfeld. George is getting upset.
Yeah, exactly. He put out a tweet and said, I know something about unsatisfying series finales, but want the cast and crew of Game of Thrones to know my family loved this start to finish. And he had to put out another one like 2 days later. I was like, I didn't say I didn't like ours, just that.
Yeah,
lots of people didn't, right? And Seinfeld, you know, we'll mention this in a few minutes, but one of the biggest series finales ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you're never going to please everybody. And we're kind of at this point where social media and the internet allows every shithead, including us, to have a voice.
To have a podcast.
Exactly. Right. And you know, back in 98 or 99 or whenever Seinfeld wrapped up, that just wasn't the case, right? Not everybody loved it, but you kind of understood what they were going for. And to think that there's a petition out there that 1 million people think, if I sign this, they'll go fix it.
Well, and so let's transition.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's interesting with Jon Snow, the character, and for those of you, spoiler alert.
Yeah, for sure.
The fucker dies at the end of season 5.
It's been a week. Get over it.
Yeah. So end of season 5, he dies. And that is where the books end.
Right.
Right near the end of the 5th book by George R. R. Martin,
right,
Dancing with Dragons, Dances with Dragons, that's Dances with Wolves,
Dances with Wolves,
Dance of Dragons.
Okay,
he's dying at the end of the book, at least in his last scene in the book, he's dying. So
did you read the books, just to cut you off for a second?
The first 3 I did.
How many did you say there are?
There's 5.
Okay,
now 6 and 7 are forthcoming.
Right,
so. With the movie, with the show's already done.
Yeah.
So I'm super interested.
Maybe they can write a more satisfying ending.
This is it, right? Well, because now we'll see if George R. R. Martin makes those changes, because they didn't stay 100% true to the book. You look at that, Magnum PI.
Well, where are you going, man?
Well, okay, where I'm going with it is after their 7th season, it ended with Magnum dying.
Yes.
That was the end of the show.
Yep.
And then.
Then not.
Fans were outraged. Yeah. They're like, you can't fucking do that. There's no way Thomas Magnum would ever die. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so then again, they went, okay,
sorry.
All right. I guess we're going to do
an 8th.
We're going to do an 8th season.
Yeah.
And then the 8th season starts with him badly wounded.
Yeah.
And so then, yes, has a happy ending where he's reunited with the daughter he never had and re-enlists in the Navy that give a stable life, blah, 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 blah. But so clearly, Jon Snow, you thought you were cutting edge? You're not the first one to die and come back. Forget it. Thomas Magnum.
Sure. You know what? Like, we've talked about before the first season or two of Orange is the New Black. I was really into.
Like the first season.
But it became painfully clear after the book ran out, we don't know what to do here, right? Like, and anything that
there's only so much lesbian sex you could possibly get your hands on.
That's a shame. Once the book was out, they didn't know how to tell the story anymore. And it sucked. And that's where they lost me, right? And so these sorts of things happen a lot, but you know, you're starting to move us over to where this fits into the pantheon of all-time series finales. A lot of people are talking about in terms of viewership, all cord cutting and things like that. The biggest thing is this is premium television, right? Well, it's different than watching Seinfeld on NBC.
Okay, but the direct comparable is a week ago we saw the end of Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
Right? Which drew 14 and change million Americans.
Right. What was the number on?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
19.3.
That is heady company for a paid channel, right? Yeah. Like when you used to, you talked about Magnum PI, we're, you know, MASH, these sorts of shows, Seinfeld, those are free channels. And now Friends, right? Again, another NBC one. They're finishing 60, 70, 80 million people for some of their series finales. And those are free channels, but that also builds over time, right? Like that's a 10-year yep. show that maybe people stopped loving Friends after season six. But I'll come back for the series finale.
For sure.
See what's going to happen, right? Because it doesn't cost me anything. It's on my most basic cable. It's on my antenna.
It's true, man.
That's where I grew up, man. It was on the antenna long before I had cable or satellite. And we got NBC. So, you know what?
At a Buffalo?
It was. Everything was out of Buffalo. Yeah. WUTV, Fox
29. WUTV.
Yeah. But I wonder if this sort of thing, like how many of those 19 million went uncounted on illegal streams? How many are capable of staying off Twitter long enough to get it on Crave? Even if it's a legit thing, right? Like that's not illegal, but it doesn't show up for a day or so.
Yeah, you mean, well, because you can get it on
the new Crave is live. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I watched it live on whatever it is now, Crave.
Yeah.
Right. But
Crave
it's
Crave Unlimited or whatever.
Yeah. Well, see this and Crave Plus.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could have watched it the next day on HBO on demand.
Right.
Right. So yeah. How many more people are watching it after that? And this is the thing. So to put those numbers in perspective, and you sent the article on,
which we'll post Facebook.
Yeah, because it's fascinating
/talk and audio.
To look at, and we're going to jump right to it, but it was the top 20
most viewed series finales yep.
in the history of television. Cable,
yep.
What do they call it? Scripted
yes.
TV shows.
Yeah, so no American
no
Idols.
Olympics
no
Olympics or anything like that, right?
Survivor, yeah.
Right. It was straight up TV shows,
right?
Everywhere from number 20, which was St. Elsewhere.
Yep.
Which was...
I don't think I'd ever heard of that.
Yeah, well, and honestly, when you look at the cast, right? With Howie Mandel was on that. Denzel Washington was on that. Mark Harmon.
Yeah.
That's where Denzel Washington really got launched, okay. Right? Early 80s. That was in excess of 20 million people.
Yep.
All the way up. And now there's maybe the... Maybe that, you know, 11 through 20, we're all sort of in that 20 through 30 million, right? And
yeah.
And so it's really the top 10 where we want to focus, I think.
Sure, yeah, yep.
Because honestly, there was shows in the teens like MacGyver. You're like, seriously?
Come on. You didn't watch MacGyver?
My MacGyver, all my MacGyver references come from Simpsons.
Yeah, mine too. Okay. Patty and Selma love
their MacGyver. This is it, right? And so... need a smoke after watching MacGyver because it's that good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's and everything was, with the exception of Gunsmoke, which went from the mid-50s through the mid-70s, 20 years.
Yeah.
And nobody told them, talk about unsatisfying ends, you're done.
You just write like you're carrying on to the next season, like, nope, that was
it. And you're like, guess what, this is it.
Same thing that happened, I know you and I both love Deadwood.
Deadwood.
Yeah. You're like, hey, somebody's got to wrap this up for me.
Yeah, so that guy's getting on a stagecoach and he's leaving. Yeah. That's the end of the show. You're like, what?
Movie coming out, for sure, confirmed.
Yeah, well, and you're starting to see it on HBO. They're starting to pump it a bit.
Nice. Thank God.
But and the thing is, number one, for those of you, and we won't bury this, right? MASH.
Yep.
The 2-hour season finale.
Series finale, yep.
Series.
Yep.
In excess of 100 million people.
It's 1 in 3 Americans.
Yes. And the thing is, which makes it so fascinating, is in those days, you didn't have any. This is 1983.
Yeah. You're not flipping to the Comedy Network.
You had to sit down. Yeah. Your ass had to be making a mohawk in your couch.
Yep.
If you were going to catch that, right?
That's not being streamed later. You're not PVRing.
And if the Carol Burnett show was on the other channel and you wanted to watch it, guess what? SOL.
The president's on. Yeah, he's on every channel.
And that's it. Forget it.
Yeah.
You had to sit down. You couldn't wait. You had to be home at 8 o'clock to see that series finale. And yeah, in excess of 100, which blows everything out of the water, right? In terms of... So, yeah, not just eyeballs, but, yeah, like people.
Committed
made for sure.
Plans, right? And one of the other ones I remember, and it only stands out to me, as a kid, I was a nerd for the Star Trek The Next Generation.
And I'm surprised how high that was.
I was too, but it stands out to me only because I can remember commercials, and I think it was 94.
Oh, commercials suck, dude, man.
94, 95. But I remember commercials for come out to the new Sky Dome. To watch the finale together on the Jumbotron. And they put 20, 30,000 people in the dome and showed the Star Trek Next Generation finale.
Trekkie geeks.
For sure, man. Like, and I'm too young at that point to want to go out and do something. Like, but like as a kid, I loved the Next Generation. And still, well, see, to this day, if that's on mid-afternoon on a Sunday, I'll...
Well, you're a big Will Wheaton guy. That's the deal. Obviously. Is Wesley Crusher. Wesley,
for sure, man. But imagine that now. Like, even for this is clearly the biggest show in a while. Or Big Bang, if you're more
honestly,
into that thing.
For sure. Imagine, Big Bang is everywhere.
Imagine them saying, we're going to show the series finale at the Canadian Tire Center. Are you going to that? No.
Honestly, I
have a 55-inch TV with surround sound and whatever. Well, Fuck you. And I don't have to deal with anyone else. Right?
Or like, your $12 beers.
Right. So I
And a waiting line for the bathroom. I'm going to pee on my couch. Forget it.
But to think that these were... Yeah, more likely. these were such cultural phenomenons, right? That we didn't have 130 channels. We're all watching something different. No, we're all watching this to the point... Or we'll go to the dome and watch it together. But that's wild, man.
Well, so in the top 20, you know, there was, as I said, Saint Elsewhere. There was, MacGyver was on there. You just talked about Star Trek Next Generation.
Yep.
MASH, which was.
The.
Yeah, but it's a comedy, but it was a bunch of things, right?
It was topical, right?
Yep.
Cultures going through this together. We're trying to make a little bit of light of it, but, you know.
Well, okay, it was actually Korean War, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it sort of aired through the mid-70s. But it was commentary on society. It was a bunch of things, right? But the rest of it is absolutely riddled with situational comedies.
Yeah.
Frasier, Seinfeld.
Friends.
Number two on the list was Cheers.
Yeah. I was blown away by that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Post
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Honestly, that was the big Zachary Ty Bryan. Yeah. All three of those
kids. He plays third base for the Cubs.
All three. I think he's playing hockey for USA.
Yeah, honestly, for sure.
One of
the Thatcher Demko
this
Award.
This is exactly right. All three of those kids had three names. Yeah. I remember looking at the credits going, get out of here. That's so obnoxious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, clearly we love ourselves some sitcoms, right? And so.
Like, was there any. Like, in my house, I got it. Like, honestly, I'm into Friends, but I didn't get into it till later on DVD in college, right? When you're just looking for shit to watch on Netflix after that. But my sisters were always into it. And I remember, like, it was a thing. We all sat down and watched. The finale long before I was into it. And to this day, people know, like, well, Ross and Rachel got together, right? Like, that's eventually what happened. That
and
was
like
the end of
that's ever going to happen in real life.
No, for sure. But when you look at it, like, I remember watching Frasier as a kid. I didn't see the finale. I watched Full House as a kid. I didn't see the finale. There's a lot of these that clearly, though, resonated with people. Were there any of the 20 that jumped out to you? And like I said, we'll share the list in all the usual places at Tall Can Audio. That jumped out where you were like, yeah, I sat down. I had to see that one.
See, I saw MASH.
Yeah.
83.
Yeah.
Makes me with a, you know, trying to grow up my bowl sure, cut he's 11 probably. Years old. Yeah. I absolutely watched Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I absolutely watched Cheers.
Right.
I did not. For somebody who watched a pile, I watched Family Ties.
Okay.
That was in there as well.
Yeah.
I did not, for somebody who watched a pile of Cosby Show.
Yeah.
I did not see the finale because honestly, they jumped the shark and shit like that.
Sure.
And that Happy Days was also in there. I watched that.
Speaking of shows that jumped the shark.
Literally jumped the shark.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of these.
Maybe,
as you said.
Maybe Golden Girls too. That was also in mid-teens.
It was 17 or something. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of these where you're kind of like, you know, you can easily come in and out. And that's the whole point of a sitcom, right? They're easily digestible and you whatever. And you sit down and you watch the finale because everybody's talking about it. And that's just so hard to find now. There's not one show that everyone's talking about except this one. Like, to me, the Game of Thrones thing, despite being on premium television, was getting so much more. Like, until the finale of Big Bang was, like, tonight, no one was talking about it. Whereas people talked about the entire last season of Game of Thrones. And that's weird on premium.
Obsessively and obnoxiously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, man.
Yeah.
And I kept talking. And I was disappointed virtually from the beginning of it.
Right.
But again, I knew it was going to be a letdown because there so often are.
Yeah.
And when you look at that article that we're going to post.
Yep.
Which talks about the 20 shows. You'll see there's a little sort of summary blurb about each of them, and most of them, it's sort of you can tell there's a letdown in most of them.
Well, and as I said, Jason Alexander understood that the finale of Seinfeld pissed people off or people didn't like. To me, that was a neat. They brought back everybody, all those old characters that, you know, Babu was back from Pakistan and all these kinds of different characters, right?
Yeah.
They found a way to bring them all back and tie it up, right? But you're never going to please everybody.
Yeah, Jerry. They're natural. And they're spectacular. I love me some Terry Hatcher.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's interesting to me, man, as I, you know, sat back from a distance. And like I said, every Sunday night, my Twitter feed went to shit. But I understood that. For a lot of people, their Saturday night Twitter feed went to shit on Hockey Night in Canada or whatever, right? So you don't get too wound up about it. But there was so many people that were, no, didn't like it. And that's fine. But the further the make it again.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, at the end.
A million people make it again.
Like so many things in my life, you go, it's disappointing. well, whatever. I'm moving along.
Are you the one uttering that or hearing that?
It's in the room.
Sure. Before we get out of here, I think we wanted to update a story we had talked about previously. As Canada, on the brink of war with the Philippines over some garbage that we may have dumped on their shores. Their prime minister, president.
Duterte.
Sure.
El Duterte.
trying to French it up.
Yeah, dirt boy.
They've had enough. They're fed up. And he has pulled back from declaring war on Canada. But he is stating that we will forcefully return the garbage that Canada has left.
We're going to dump it 12 miles off of your nearest coastal area. That's what they're saying.
Do it.
Well, and
I don't care about Vancouver. All right. Fucking have at it.
Well, and really, all those things. And so McKenna, the foreign affairs minister, I think, for Canada, is saying, you know, we've got a company who's going to go and pick it up. It should all be picked up by the end of June.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah.
Not good enough.
Yeah. And they're saying, you know, we respect our long and, you know, our traditional friends in the Philippines. Like, saying all the things that a civilized country would say, right? When you turn the mic off and you go, fuck that guy. You greasy little piece of shit. Exactly. And you'll like it. Like, what are you going to do about it? Right? And so clearly, I'm not sure what's happening down there in the hot Manila sun, but they're saying, we're calling our ambassador back and we're closing down the consulate in Ottawa. And you're like, really? Do you have nothing else going on?
No, honestly.
Nothing. So, nothing else is happening. This is what you're going to pull your ambassador from? Like, do we need one here? Why don't you just stay at home?
Yeah. Really. I can't imagine what we'll do without diplomatic relations with the Philippines.
And I'm sorry to all our good Filipino listeners. We love you, each and every one of you.
Sorry, man.
Am I going alone on that? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we only have one. I think Filipino listener, and I'm apologizing to him.
I like him.
Yep.
I like him.
Old marshmallow head.
Yeah, with his big Easter Island reject head. Oh, sorry.
Doesn't sound like we like him.
We do. We do a lot. He's plucky and he's big-hearted.
Yeah,
got
you know
a winning
what?
Smile.
And we'll make sure the link to the previous episode for those who may have missed it with the backstory on all of this. But essentially, we dumped a bunch of garbage that they agreed to take some of our garbage, not all of our garbage. We sent that garbage anyway, and hilarity ensued on the previous audio.
But there was a
now
clear,
he's yeah.
There was a clear mix up.
For sure.
No,
they don't want our diapers.
Okay. And this is what they say. When you go 100 ship containers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of refuse.
Yeah, for sure.
Showing up on your shores.
Yep.
And so Canada has to wear some of this.
Of course.
Like when they say.
But we're not going to.
An international tribunal says, no, Canada.
You fucked up.
You got to take that shit back. And you're like, oh, okay. All right.
Send a couple barges.
Yeah, no. And then in the time that's passed. They're trying to find some other Asian country to take it. And you're like, seriously, like Laos?
What's Kim Jong?
Cambodia? Like anybody? Indonesia?
Come on, Laos.
What's happening over there? Come on, Laos.
Like,
come on. Exactly. It's right in the name.
We'll give you a couple of iPhones.
This is exactly right. With cracked screens. You don't know.
They're in the bins. Just dig for it.
That's hardly sensitive.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing much for our Filipino listeners.
Or in Southeast Asia to begin with, in the whole area. And we're sorry. We're sorry about that.
He's sorry. I'm having a good laugh.
And clearly. But you know what? I am clearly not cut out for foreign affairs.
That's true.
Like, I have to go.
Shit's too funny.
Well, I got to go on air, got to get behind a microphone and say, yes. We're sorry about the refuse that we've done.
Dumping our garbage on your shore. I'm not. Okay. I'm not sorry.
All right. Wait. It's the whole idea that they call it household waste.
Yeah.
Like, household waste? Like, that's like a couple of boxes of used tissues
for
and stuff.
Sure.
It's not adult diapers.
Could be.
Come on, man. No, that's what I'm against that.
Maybe your household is different than mine.
I am completely against that. Are you an adult?
Well, I got to wear the adult-sized diaper.
All right.
So that's what they tell me.
Sure, there you go.
Okay. Sit through
Touché
2 hours
my friend
of mash.
Right, that's exactly right. I guess that works.
Yeah. We'll wind this one down. You can give us a follow on all the social media
shit. Gotten hot in here, man.
Yep, at Tall Can Audio. I don't know what to tell you. It's Filipino heat.
Filipino heat.
We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/TallCanAudio. We'll get the hell out of here and we'll see you all on the next episode of Audio Whiplash.
See ya!
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCanAudio on your favorite podcast app. Can audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.